Well, my next guest, David Malacott, is a cybersecurity expert and host of the Professional CISO podcast. CISO, I guess that's the way you say it. He's going to correct me if I'm wrong, I guarantee it. Chief Information Security Officer, senior level executive who oversees an organization's information, cyber, and tech security. Well, did I come close or did I just blow it, David? It's up to you.
No, you didn't blow it. Actually, funny enough, we say it two different ways. We say CISO or CISO, so right. It depends on maybe where you're from in the country.
All right, well, I'm from Oz, and that we have that. All right, so I was reading this article that you sent forward. In Texas, an overflowing water tower points to Russia, which I'm like, really, how would Russia be able to control a water? I mean, water towers, you drive around any populated area, there's one every, you know, 4, 5, 6 miles. You see them on the horizon every place you go, right? How could they have a leaking water tower or an overflowing water tower in Texas that's associated with Russia at all? Do explain.
Yeah, so typically with these water towers or water treatment facilities, they have remote access. So it's so the workers don't have to come in and like touch these things manually. A lot of times these things are run remotely. And so being that our workers, our American workers, have access remotely, then they can be attacked. And typically, in this case specifically, Russia got in and they decided to hold open, let's say, one of the valves, and it dumped tens of thousands of gallons of fresh water on the ground.
Now, how do we know? How do you trace this back to say, okay, this was a Russia incursion? How do you know that?
Yeah, so typically with attackers like this, they'll leave what we call indicators of compromise. And I think the everyday person can think of it as a fingerprint. So the way that they go about and do their attack is very specific. And so what we do is call it attribution. And so being able to take that information and say, okay, typically it's this group in Russia that works with the Russian government, that this is how they do that attack. And that's how we fingerprint them and understand that who is the group that did it.
So their point here is just to prove that they can do it. Was it a demonstration of being able to do it? Did they think they wouldn't get caught? What do you think?
Now, I've seen a couple different modes of thought on this. One is, yes, I think it's showing that they can do it. Two is, I think it's showing, especially with the Ukraine conflict, I think they're showing that, hey, we can touch you, and we're going to kind of send you a little bit of a warning to say we're going to make your people a little fearful. And I think that's, you know, my brain goes to that's what it was. It was more of a we can touch you, and we can pretty much touch you anytime we want.
And so, is that true? And if that's true, why not make the water towers inaccessible online? If it's that easy to screw it up and dump that much water on the ground, I don't know if it causes much problem putting water on the ground like that, but in places that are tight on water, it must be an issue. It's not an issue where I am. I'm in Michigan. We got lots of water. That's not the issue. But in places that are tight on water, it's a big problem. But it shows the vulnerability, not just of water, probably of other infrastructure, doesn't it?
It does. And so typically it's these smaller municipalities, smaller county or maybe even co-op facilities that they target. And the reason why is because these are the most underfunded. These are the ones that are let's say, the most simple. And that they know that that's where this old technology or this outdated technology may live that is vulnerable. And so, I tend to call it the soft underbelly of our critical infrastructure. And in this case, it's clear that that's what they're doing, because you can notice they're not out there targeting the big cities. They're not out there targeting those large municipal districts, even though they can. I think it's a case of they wanted to be able to show that they can touch us. And I think it's also a bit of what we call fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They're trying to sow that, or what we call FUD, but sow that with the American people to say, hey, we're gonna cause you some fear and just make you even that more uneasy.
Yeah, wouldn't that be better if they actually hit a water tower someplace that, you know, significance? This is a small Texas town, happened in January. First I've heard of it. Nobody's heard of it. There's no fear installed in anybody. I'm not fearful at this point. What about people in Texas? They're probably not fearful either. They got it corrected, under control. How long did it take them, by the way, David, to get this figured out?
As far as the actual stopping of the dumping, it was about 30 to 45 minutes. It took a resource at that facility to drive there and do it manually by hand, from what I understand. And they don't target the larger cities. I say they don't. They do target them, but typically the success of the attack is much lower. And so I would not be surprised if at some point, again, back to the old cybersecurity saying of, the defenders always have to be right. The attackers only have to be right once. So the likelihood that they're going to get in at some point in a significant breach is relatively high.
Less than an hour. I'm just trying to figure out if that... I'm trying to understand the level of the risk here. Maybe the water's not the big risk. Maybe it's electricity. Maybe it's a dam. If they could control a dam and open the spillways, now that would be something, wouldn't it?
It would, and those systems typically are online. So we have what we call IT systems, information technology systems, which are the computers that we know about every day, your laptops, desktops, servers, things like that. And then you have operational technology, which is OT, and that's where technology crosses that line and actually touches physical things, like a valve, like a dam gate, could be electricity switching, things like that. And again, those are all done remotely for the most part. And that's they know that we're vulnerable there. And again, they now don't get me wrong, we're doing a lot on the other side to make sure our government, the Homeland Security Department with CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, they're doing a lot to make sure that we are aligned and that we have our maturity up when it comes to cybersecurity. But you can't take 20 years of neglect, let's say, or just not thinking about it and bring it to present day, right, you know, in a few weeks.
Time to harden our defenses, David. That's the takeaway here. David Malcode for here today. David, greatly appreciate you pointing out what's happening here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for your time today. Appreciate having me.
Good stuff. If they can dump the water out of the water tower, can they dump the water out of the dam? Can they turn off the electricity to your house? Can they hack? And it doesn't have to be Russia. It can be somebody sitting just about anywhere in the world to pull this off if they know what they're doing. Frightening, isn't it? A little bit. Up after the break, sports ahead with our good friend Brock. Don't go anywhere. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to patriotsrelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with patriotsrelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit patriotsrelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's patriotsrelief.com or 877-230-1776.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.